You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Today we are joined in the studio by AUSA President Alan Shaker. First of all, do you mind just introducing yourself to our listeners and kind of your background with AUSA?
Oh, sure thing, Jess. Kia ora tato. My name is Alan Shaker. As Jess mentioned, I have the privilege of being the AUSA president for this year. Prior to this role, I was the education vice president for 2 years on the executive, so I've got a bit of experience with AUSA. In terms of my university life, I'm a fifth year student studying a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of Science.
Can you tell us, speaking of the flooding and the cyclone, if students are needing support right now, where can they go to get some support from AUSA?
Look, obviously we send our hearts out to the students affected. We've had students contact us, and at the moment we're directing our students to the support services available by the university. So that's campus care and the services provided by Campus Life. We are nearing semester one, so our hardship grants will be opening in semester one, and students will be able to apply for that. But at the moment we're directing our students to the national guidance given and also the university support services available.
O week is now approaching. No doubt student safety is going to be a priority for you. So can you tell us a little bit about any initiatives you have planned to address some of these safety concerns during O week?
Yeah, for sure. Look, this year we've partnered with Auckland Council and Red Frogs to run a harm prevention project in the Auckland CBD, and it's appropriately called Safe Zones. Because, look, as you mentioned, we want students to have a good time during O week, but for us, paramount is safety. So we're setting up sites across the CBD to offer medical assistance, guidance, supervision, and all without judgment. So these we'll have two sites set up, one in the Alan Melville Centre and the other at Pocket Park on K Road. And they'll be from about 10 p.m. on the Thursday, 2nd of March, Friday, 3rd of March, and also Saturday, 4th of March.
And will these be available just to students, or is it any sort of young people that might be in town?
It's for any young people that might be in town. So, like I said, obviously we know a lot of students will be out in town and we want to keep them safe, but it's also a safe space for many other people in town.
And you've recently shared some warnings about aggressive recruitment on campus. Can you tell us a little bit about what aggressive recruitment is and how students can recognise it?
Yeah, for sure. So we published a statement a couple of weeks ago in regards to this. You know, we've had a couple of students or a handful of students approach us about them feeling uncomfortable with some recruitment tactics. There's a specific group on campus at the moment that is looking to target vulnerable students, young females or people who are by themselves, and try to isolate them away from their friends and family. So at the moment, all we're doing is spreading awareness and letting students know to be aware of this. But we're also working with the university and security in terms of being more vigilant about this group on campus.
Yeah, and do we know any more information about what students should do if they're approached by these groups, or if any students may think that they actually might be involved in something like this, where they can go to get support?
Look, obviously AUSA is always here to support those students. I think that the key thing to remember is a lot of these students feel uncomfortable leaving the situation. So, like I said, we are raising awareness in terms of how to navigate that tricky situation. And there's also a university webpage that's been set up in terms of where to access support from the university specifically.
And what has the university's response been so far? Can you tell us a little bit about what AUSA and the university are doing to address this issue heading into O week?
Obviously, heading into O week is going to be a big concern for us because there's going to be a lot of students on campus. So we've had meetings with Campus Life and the university team, and you know, since then we've seen security be a bit more vigilant in terms of approaching these groups on campus. But like I said, the biggest thing for us is raising awareness, and I think the university at the moment is going to be working on some comms to let students know about this situation.
Depending on sort of what happens with our national state of emergency, can you tell us a bit about what AUSA has planned for O week and some of the events and celebrations that might be coming up?
Yeah, for sure. Look, we've got an awesome O week planned this year. You know, starting from the 27th of February, we are shutting down Alfred Street, and we're bringing back orientation back to its rightful home, which is Alfred Street. And our plan is to put a festival like no other. So we're transforming the street into a stage. There's going to be live music, performances, the UOA Clubs Expo. There's going to be food trucks, arcade zones, And of course, what students love, a lot of freebies. So look, we're really, really excited for what's going to happen in the Orientation Festival. And then obviously on Wednesday night, we round off the O-Week Festival with our official concert for Orientation, rightly named Alfred's. So we've decided to bring the concert back home on Alfred Street, where students will be. So from 4 p.m. on Wednesday, we'll have Alfred's, a street party happening on Alfred Street. And from 4 p.m. we'll have acts like Maroki, Wax Mustang, Georgia Lines, Messiah, No Cigar, Witters, Juju Lips, and Kataya Youngie Twins. And of course, the best thing for students is that it's free. You don't need a ticket. And again, it's just an amazing event, and I'm so excited to see it happen. And obviously, I'd like to give a massive shout out to the AUSA events team for putting this together. It's been months and months and months of planning, but also to our sponsors, Red Bull, Liars, and JBL New Zealand.
I could be wrong, but is this sort of our first O-Week back at the University of Auckland since COVID? So that must be really exciting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been on the executive for 3 years now, and I haven't had a normal O-Week. So on a personal note, I'm quite excited for this. But most importantly, I'm excited for the students. I'm excited to see students falling out the street, enjoying themselves. And look, people come here for a degree, but they also come here for an experience.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, Alan. And we'll catch you next month for some more updates from AUSA.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.